Athabasca, a mother of four, is looking to returning home and spending some time with her children following a 55-day stay at the Edmonton Remand Center. April Natalie Horseman, 36, pleaded guilty at the Athabasca Court of Justice May 7 to stealing a motor vehicle, telling Justice Gordon Putnam that she regretted her actions and wanted to return to her children in Horse Lake First Nation, a small Beaver Creek community west of Grande Prairie. "I just want to get on with my children, that's all," said an emotional Horseman before Putnam delivered his sentence. "I'm greatly sorry to anybody I hurt or anything, going through somebody's house. I'm sorry." Crown Prosecutor Matthew Kerr told court that on February 16, members of the RCMP were sent to the Red Apple in Athabasca for a theft in progress. Horseman had been attempting to steal multiple items. When caught by security, Horseman gave the items back. After leaving the store, Horseman hopped into an employee's van that had been left running in the alley and drove off. Using GPS tracking, the RCMP were able to track the van to a rural address in Athabasca County. The Mounties found the van and a fresh set of snowy footprints running from the driver's seat to a basement door. After being informed she was under arrest, Horseman returned the keys to the van. Stolen items from the van were in the property, including the employee's cell phone and coat. As part of Horseman's guilty plea, additional charges of housebreaking with intent and failing to attend court were dropped by Kerr. Horseman will have a 12-month probationary period to comply with, while her defense counsel, Susan Morris, said the probation would set her client up for failure. Justice Putnam said he felt it was a needed requirement. "It's not an egregious record by any stretch of the imagination, and it's not abnormal to have a record. There's been gaps in it, so you've managed times when you haven't been involved in our system, so that's good," said Putnam. "I do have concerns about some level of supervision afterwards, just for accountability purposes. It's easier to say, oh, it's time served, don't worry about probation, there's a lot on your mind, but I think it is appropriate." Horseman's probation includes conditions to avoid the Athabasca Red Apple, report to a probation officer, and attend for treatment and counseling. "Those things are fairly simple to do. I just want to make sure that you have access to resources as needed, and accountability going forward," said Putnam. Returning home. Morris provided an extensive history of Horseman's maternal side, going as far back as her great-grandmother. She added that her client had her own traumatic history growing up in the community, and it had an influence on her upbringing from a young age. "She greatly appreciates her children, and when she gets out, she plans to reside with her mother on the reserve," said Morris. "She plans on being a stay-at-home mom, and later she would like to get employment so she can help out her family."